fighting. People will try and don't they on the ground.
I see them, I die, look them from far. Me, I fear the government people.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Morning, Lagos. This is Dr. Wiba Boer on Power Solutions on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the show where we talk not about the endless problems in the power sector, which seem to be getting worse and worse. We're talking about the solutions. And today we have one of the leaders of Nigeria's off-grid energy sector in the studio with us, Heather Ono, the CEO of Smarter Grid International. Thank you for coming on the show today. All right. So the song that we were playing was actually her special request, and I think it was very fitting. And it's also a great song from Techno. So for once, I allowed a song not from Joss to be played, but that's okay. All right. So to start with, I'd like to just kick off right away to hear from you about your personal journey and how did you get into the off-grid energy space?
Grid International.
All right, go ahead.
Yes. So your question was how my...
How did you get there? How did you end up to be part of this revolution with us?
Okay, yes.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, it started for my passion to give energy to the people, just coming back from abroad and understanding that the problem that I saw growing up lingered on. When I came back, the problem was there, and then I heard about the government's intention to privatize the power sector. I thought that was fitting. I thought that was a good idea to take that business of power from the government and give it to the people who know how to do business. So my parent company, Eurafric Energy, kind of got involved, and we showed interest in the process of privatization, and we won. I actually championed that transaction, and we won the supply power PLC. So we got there. Things were just very bad. They're trying to recover the energy systems and trying to put power to the grid. We didn't realize that the problems were going to be enormous, you know. So my heart was actually not right, just knowing that the people who lived in Sapele didn't even have electricity.
Okay.
And the grid was just a complete mess.
Right.
And
so
it still is a complete mess.
So you made this big investment thinking that this was the route towards addressing some of the power issues in Nigeria.
Correct.
And then... And then what happened?
And then getting there and realizing that because the government is still in the transmission business, which I believe they shouldn't be. And so it threw everything up in opera. So we're still there trying to figure out which is the way forward. It's not like there's no way forward. So I couldn't just live with that. I decided to design something else that could actually actually bring solution to the people quickly.
Okay.
So which was more of a distributive approach to power.
But your company still owns Sapele?
Correct.
Power plant.
My parent company owns Sapele. But I kind of like Smarter Grid Internationalized a spin-off of that, you know. It became a passion project, and anybody that know me, they know very well that I'm passionate about what I believe in.
Right.
So what my own call to action was, how do I give power to the people?
Okay.
How do I actually make power available for them, for their for sustainable at that, for their homes and their businesses?
Right.
So I decided to veer into renewable energy, and that's why I'm here today. I've designed a couple of energy solutions for the off-grid, the people who are also on the grid but not getting power the way they're supposed to, actually still energy deprived. And believe it or not, the people under the grid So those are the people that you see the grid running through their houses, but they have never seen electricity.
Right.
I thought that was just disheartening.
Right, and that's actually quite unique to Nigeria. Most countries where there's a power problem, if you have a grid, you actually have power. But here, even you can have a grid and still not have power.
Nothing is happening. Yeah. They have no idea how to what the problem really is. They don't understand the intensity of the problem, and they don't understand how much we lose not giving power to the making power available in Nigeria, in every sector, in the health sector, in manufacturing, name it. Without power, we're really not going anywhere. We can continue to lie to ourselves.
Right.
And I didn't want the people in the base of the pyramids to continue to feel this way.
Right.
First of all, they already feel hopeless.
Right.
And then making them feel like they will never see this power. The people who are privileged like you and I, I'm not seeing the power. The generator noise is blasting off our ears every day because that's we have to self-generate. I can only imagine what is going on for the people in the base of the pyramid and in the mid of the pyramid. So we decided to provide very radical solution-giving kind of equipment and devices that could help people provide. Have sustainable energy so that they will be able to use energy how, when, and where they want to use energy. I thought that was very, very important for us to address that.
Right.
So for now, I do have solutions that give electricity to people at home on a pay-as-you-go basis. So we have energy for as little as 40 naira a day. There's a very good reason for that.
Okay.
I know that to buy Tom Tom Sweet in Nigeria right now, I believe it's 50 naira. So my thinking is, or chewing gum at that, there's 100 naira chewing gum. So my belief is that if you can buy chewing gum, you should be able to buy electricity.
Right.
So, and if that is all I can do for my great nation, I think I will be able to face my God one day and say, Father, Lord, I'm right here. I did what you created me to do.
Right. So no, and I like your approach because first of all, you had the power generation company. You saw that it wasn't creating impact even in the very community that hosted it and people there did not have light. And I guess you could have chosen to do some kind of maybe NGO that provided power, but that wouldn't be sustainable. So you built it as a business.
It is a business.
So tell us about Smarter Grid International, which is the name of the business, and sort of, you know, what its focus is, what maybe describe some of the products. You've just told us that people can get power for as low as 40 naira a day, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
But just how does it work? How does it work?
Tell okay, us. So let's start from the name. Mm-hmm. So when I saw the kind of dumbness, sorry to excuse my language, but it's the truth that was going on in
the
power sector.
Can she say that on the air?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and I just couldn't believe how they can figure out little things. The solution to our power is on the shelf. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to provide something very smart, something that people are in control. I put the power in people's hands according to their economic needs and according to what they can affordability as well. So I've designed products as little as 36 kilowatts with a 20-watt panel called Little Miss Sunshine.
Okay.
So Little Miss Sunshine is, of course, four bulbs. And I also have Little Mr. Sunshine, which is even cheaper. Well, Little
so
Miss
you're
Sunshine,
gender inclusive.
Yes.
Okay.
So because Little Miss Sunshine is four bulbs and a panel, and Little Mr. Sunshine is three bulbs and a panel. But don't ask me why Little Mr. Sunshine is three bulbs. It's very obvious. This is a woman-owned company, so the woman is in charge.
Okay.
So the bulbs are four, and then we have that. But that's not just it. We have an end-to-end business solution that I designed specifically for the SMEs and the MSMEs. And what this does is provide sustainable electricity for them to for their businesses to thrive. So this stemmed from talking to the people, and even as cheap as the power was, some people were still having problems being able to pay, surprisingly. So because I was out there in the field trying to understand the situation and not just sitting somewhere in some nicely air-conditioned office and just interviewing people from there or having people coming waiting for me. No, I was out there just trying to understand what the needs are for these people. I'm very people-oriented. Anybody that know me, you can know that about me. So I was able to interact with the SMEs and I asked them, what are your biggest problems? They named three things.
Okay.
Energy was number one. Energy, access to money and skill. So I said, if I provide energy for you, I provide you energy and give you skills. That's a part of my business model. And I can talk to the banks to give you money. Believe it or not, we've partnered with very forward-thinking banks. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention them. I'm not here to advertise any bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
you're not allowed to.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. But if you know the forward thinking banks, and I can actually, they have very, very unique symbol, if that helps. Yeah, their logo is very, very unique. So they're very forward thinking, and they were able to, not just them and some other microfinance banks and fintech, fintechs as well. So they were able to partner with me to provide this end-to-end solution for SMEs. I believe that the SMEs will drive the economy. We can continue to ignore them or decide to actually empower them so that they can push the economy forward and we can have that disruptive shift that we need in Nigeria. So I provide solar-powered kiosks for them. I also work with the telcos. And if you see any kiosk with solar panel on it, that is by Smarter Grid International. So that's what we do. We provide end-to-end business solution, everything that is in the kiosk that enables the business owner to generate multiple streams of income in one spot is all solar powered, from ATM, from POS to the phones, the tablets that they use for their businesses, the refrigerator, and you name it, anything that they require to do business there, it's solar powered for them. And the reason is simple. So the sun would always shine. I believe that electricity should be forever. I store it for them in a very nice, highly technologically savvy solar storage, energy storage that enables them to use energy whenever, however, and wherever they want to use energy. So now I have recorded tremendous amount of success. When you talk to the business owners, after we give them a product, they're very happy, they're branded, they have 24
branded
hours
for the company, you advise company. It yeah,
yes,
okay.
They're branded, it doesn't have to hold my company name. So whatever their companies are, for the barbing salon, for we even have fishing lights for the people in the riverine area. We have lots of products that are actually designed specifically for geographical region, but the one that cuts across is my Beyonce package. It's very obvious. It
Beyonce
has,
package.
Yes,
okay.
It has.
Is there a Jay-Z package also?
We are thinking about that.
Okay. So what's the Beyonce package?
So the Beyonce package has a 32-inch television, four to seven bulbs.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it has a charging station for the homes as well, so they can charge their phones. And then it has a 75-watt panel and 200-watt battery.
Okay.
So the reason is this. It captured my heart when I was in the up north, and I saw people with their families. They're spending more time with their families. It also has a radio. You know, the radio is a big deal in the north, you know. So I see people spending more time. I see parents spending more time with their families. They're watching sports. They don't have to hang outside anymore looking for places to watch sports. They have their favorite programs that they can discuss. Just seeing that family togetherness. Trust me, Dr. Weber, this is intrinsic value that can never be quantified.
Right.
This family time.
Right.
So people can overlook it. The government can maybe not think about it because that's not their biggest problem. But to me, as a mother and as someone who once grew up in Nigeria before I went abroad, just seeing that was just everything for me. You know, so I decided, at first I had named it another name. In the north, it wasn't very accepted, believe it or not. All these are all kinds of problems that you see in this sector. So I had named it after Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. So but I just said Ngozi. So I was in the north, they're like, no, Ngozi, do you have Fatima? I said, okay, you know what, guess what, it's Beyonce. So everybody loved it. So that's how we came up with the name Beyonce. But the thing, what's important is it's solving everyday problems, and people are able to use them for that. And then we have, of course, the business solutions, which is our Busy Bees, and you know, it just solves the business problems as well. So solving all these little problems are ways that we can actually push this country forward.
Right.
You got to look within yourself and say, what can I do?
Right.
How, no matter how little it is, what is it that I can do?
Right.
It's always about the government didn't do this, the government didn't do that, the government didn't do this. Now let me tell you, since I was born and I'm now born again, I have not seen the government do anything responsible. What makes you think they're going to do it? You need to start asking yourself, what can I do myself? Because who is the government? It's everybody and nobody.
Right.
So in that case, you look at who you see in the mirror every day. And if you have that passion for this country the way I do, and I believe that that passion is going to translate. I mean, it's not like I don't have my war days. I don't have the challenges there, but I don't let the challenges define me. I don't look at the mountain, you know, in front of me. I just keep going. Right. The more I see people get connected, the more the happier I am. The more I see the impact it's making for them, the happier I am. And it's that happiness that keeps driving me.
Right.
You know.
Now you've talked about the different products you have, all the way from the kind of very small panel that lights a few lights, and then all the way up to the kiosk. Everything in between. So how do customers get this? I mean, is it that it's sold in the open market, or you have your own stores? What is your route to market?
Okay, so my distribution strategy.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so we do have direct to customers.
Okay.
We have super agents, and we have agents. It's like a pyramid.
Okay.
We do have like about 10 super agents who handle several regions where we are very active.
Okay.
And we continue to expand, of course, to different states. You know, so we have super agents and then the super agents have their own agents, and that's how they distribute. We're also talking to one of our telco partners to start distributing also from them, and we're talking to the banks that have partnered with us. Our ultimate goal is for people to be able to go to the bank and the fintech partners and pick up their energy needs, right?
Okay.
So that would be like a real game changer, and I'm not trying to give up my business secret. Trust me, not everybody have the zeal like I do to want to see it come through. So I've partnered with a lot of fintech, because the reason is because I believe that social inclusivity and energy inclusivity goes hand in hand.
Absolutely.
So because I'm a proponent of energy inclusion, of course, and financial inclusion, I believe people should be empowered so that we can move this great country forward. So I came up with a solution for energy and financial inclusivity. So I drive it. It's a kind of a dichotomy that just works so symbiotically together, you know. So that's really working, and that's how the banks, trust me, that's how the banks got interested.
Okay.
Because they're like, oh yeah, so we actually need energy to power our POSs. How many times have you been out there in the outskirts, and they want to, for them to use the POS, they dance around first.
Not
of all,
even the outskirts, even
in Lagos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
This is the outskirts of Lagos, by the way. So first they can't get connectivity, and we do have technology that enhances connectivity, and then we have technology that gives 24 hours energy. So you get that, they try six different POSs before you can actually complete a transaction.
Right.
And sometimes they can even deduct your money and not pay you back.
Right.
So we've solved that problem. So we give them these energy solutions that keeps the POSs fully charged.
Okay.
And then we also have the fishing lights.
Right.
So the fishing lights are charged. But you know, at night, when you go to where people, I don't know if you are from the north, so you might not know a lot about riverine area. So in Delta State and in other, the Jaw people, you know, and you know it just spans several states, right? So this fishing is their main thing. And then at night, they anchor their kerosene lantern to the boat and they go out at night fishing.
Okay.
So when I saw that, I'm like, I could actually do better than this, you know? So I decided to study a little bit about the frequency of the that particular lantern, you know? So the light has different kinds of warmness, you know, that the fish is attracted to. So I came with my technology team, and then we looked at it and we started to study it a little bit, and then about, it took about 3 years, which you're aware of it, and then when we launched it, it was amazing. These people, so what they do is they anchor the light is charged in during the day. The fishing light is charged during the day, so at night they anchor it to their boat and they go out there,
and it's obviously much safer than a kerosene lamp.
Of course, it's much safer. And then because it used to cost them so much money to actually fish, you know, so for some of them, who must go out at a certain.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think that was the phone. So for some of them who must go out at night, you know, they buy a propeller kind of thing to provide electricity for them, and it costs almost 400,000 naira, believe it or not. And then the cost of boats, the cost of nets that continues to break. So we kind of were able to solve this problem, providing a holistic approach for them.
Right.
So right now, when they go out there, the fish is attracted to the light. Mm-hmm. If the smaller fish likes the light, mm-hmm. the smaller fish will come, and then the big fish will come eat the smaller fish.
And then they'll catch them all.
And we catch them all. So either way, they must catch fish. Now they see their revenue increase by 250%.
Right.
So that's to me, my job is done.
So I think one of the things I really like about your company is actually exactly this, is that you've sort of studied what is it that people need, and not just, you know, to watch a television, but to not just consume, but also to produce.
Yeah.
And so I think that's where you came up with the barbing salons, with the fishing lights and all that. So,
and the kunu coolers.
This is a new one. I haven't heard of this. Tell me more about the kunu coolers.
So when we went to the north, we partnered with a fintech company that is very aggressive in financial inclusion. Mm-hmm. So when they went out there, they had our lights for just to power their kiosk. Mm-hmm. So the people started asking, what else can you give? What else can you give us? So we were out there with them trying to pilot this program. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I have fridges. But they said, we can't really carry fridges out.
Right.
So I decided, oh yeah, you're right. So we designed the cooler in Nigeria. We designed the cooler and then we took
to cool
it to
kunu.
Yeah, to cool kunu. So we took it to
China. Did you bring any with you today?
I was not asked to. Right.
Okay.
So that's what they do now.
Okay.
So they
can we use it for palm wine also, or?
You can. Oh yeah. Now that now thinking about it.
Okay. I get a cut of that revenue, right? Okay.
Right. Okay, correct. Good. So right now we're using it for kunu.
Okay.
And zobo and
fantastic.
In the north. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was more very appealing for the people in the north. Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that's brilliant. Anything else exciting that's on the horizon, or you don't want to say it on air yet?
Not a lot. I'll just keep some. I want to surprise people.
Okay. Good. No, but I think that's why your company is unique, because you're very locally grounded and you look at what people really need, and then you provide the solar product to meet that.
So that's what makes the difference.
Yeah.
Initially, not that the World Bank didn't mean well, they meant very well, but we copied their business model, but it didn't work. And the reason was that it was very one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. It was very desktop kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, Nigerians just need 4 bulbs, which was my Little Miss Sunshine, or 3 bulbs or whatever. But Nigerians are very aspirational. Mm-hmm. Trust me, they want what Dangote has.
Right.
And they want what you and I have.
Right.
So, and why not, if not?
Right.
So I decided, you're very right. You should be able to watch TV.
Right.
You should be able to have fans. We have fans.
Yeah.
You should be able to. The only thing we don't have right now is air conditioner, because it becomes very expensive for them.
Yeah.
You should be able to have an on-grid experience in an off-grid world.
Right.
I don't see why not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
because in Nigeria, in the on-grid world, we have an off-grid experience anyway.
Okay.
or a no-light experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Zainab, can you share the numbers? I'm sure some callers are going to want to talk to Heather Ono about Smarter Grid International. So can you give us the number?
Call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
Okay, so, we have a call already. So let's hear. All right. Good morning. How are you? Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Please turn your radio down. We lost the call. Okay, so let me go on with the question that I had for Heather. So, you know, the products you have, you know, they're in. Okay, let's go to the phones. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. I'm a motor shop calling from Suriname.
Okay, what's your question?
Yeah, I would like to ask, what's the provisions you have for those of us that are fashion designers? Can you imagine a tailor shop, maybe there's about 3 to 4 or 5 gear about industrial machines? What are the consuming rates
of
the devices that she has provided from her own end?
Okay.
And in what way, what are the cost implications? Is there any website you can reach to actually know for the fashion?
Okay, so great question about what products you might have for the fashion industry, which is also very important.
Yeah, I run a fashion design. We use industrial machines.
Right.
Some of the other ones are actually consuming light.
Okay, so for the machines and for the irons. Okay, so thank you very much. That's a great question. So, Heather, what do you have for him?
So, guys, he must be a prophet or something.
He's reading your mind?
He's reading my mind, because it's one of the products that I didn't want to discuss yet, because it's still in the making.
Okay.
So we do have solar-powered sewing machines.
Okay.
Yes. So this is, I mean, come on, I'm almost tearing up. So because we're designing this, but I put my heart into it, because mm-hmm. when I see that the fashion industry in Nigeria is growing mm-hmm. at a very tremendous rate, and of course a lot of things need to be done for them mm-hmm. to be able to sustain their businesses, mm-hmm. you know. So we looked at the sewing machines, and then mm-hmm. we talked to our partner companies, and we're okay. designing something now. We should be able to unveil it by the maybe third quarter this okay. year.
Yeah. What about irons? That's a tough one, because that takes a lot of power.
Yes, we do have irons. So what we do have irons. So we're redesigning the iron to consume okay. less energy.
Okay.
Right now, the irons that we have consume a lot of energy, so okay. it kind of gobs up the battery.
Yeah.
So we're
okay. So Zainab, I think we have another call. Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Victor.
All right. Go ahead. What's your question?
Yes, my question is, I heard Mrs. Edda Ono talking about the solar-powered kiosk. So I'd like to know if it is multi-purpose, because I'm a barber, and what I use currently is NEPA. And apart from the NEPA light, I have an umbrella which I use also. So I would like to know the what the solar kiosk has, and the price, and other things, and how it can help my business as a barber.
Okay. So okay, for starters, in terms of pricing, if you can go to our website, is www.smartergridint.com.
Okay.
That's the short form for internationals. www.smartergridint.com. So now let me answer your question about multipurpose kiosk. I'm quite sure if you go on our website, you're going to actually see that multipurpose kiosk. The reason is simple. We want people to be able to generate multiple streams of income in one spot. So as a barber, I can tell you 5 businesses that you can already do while you're barbing hair. So we provide solar-powered clippers for you, so you don't have to worry about generators.
Solar-powered, I don't need gen.
No gen,
that's the point. So we provide and then we provide charging station for you, so that the people in the environment can charge their phones. For the charging station alone, you can make more than 50,000 naira a month. So we have the charging stations with 10 ports, 20 ports, and 50 ports. So it depends on how busy the area is. From our study, pilot study, so someone can make about 50,000 naira a month on that one. Then you can sell recharge cards, and you can do so many other things. And then you can.
Okay.
All right. The phone lines are burning up, so we need to take the next call. But I think you know the website to go to.
Thank you very much.
The website. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next call. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes. Thanks for calling. What's your question?
Yeah. My question is, I want to find out if someone wants to be a distributor on the business, what should they do?
So that's very important for us too, because we're actually building our network so that we can be nationwide. I mean, we're trying to make it ubiquitous. So the best thing to do is go on our website. When you get on our website, you're going to see a section that says how to be a distributor. Just fill out the application. Someone would get back to you in 24 hours.
All right.
Okay.
Fantastic. Okay, we have one more question. One more call. All right.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
My name is Abdullahi.
All right. What's your name? What's your question? Oh, I think we lost it. Okay. Hello. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Something's wrong with the line. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. What's your name?
My name is Frank. I'm reaching you from Ojo.
Okay, Frank, what's your question?
Okay, these things sound too good. I mean,
too good to be true?
Yeah, but then I know it's possible. But you see, it's just a simple question. I want to know the guarantee for the tenacity or durability of these things. Then finally, because I'm visually impaired, I may not have that capability to access the internet, so I would prefer contact, which will be very simple for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So Heather, do you have a call center number that they can use?
Yes, our call center number is 0905 111 9111.
Okay.
I repeat, 0905 111-9111.
And then I think he wanted to know the guarantee.
So we have 3-year warranty on all our products.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So Zainab, can we take one more call? One more call. Yeah. Come on, Zainab, please. Okay, let's take the call. All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Hello. Can you give us your name and then your question, please?
Yeah, this is Adi.
All right.
I've thought about this thing 2 years back, especially the kiosk thing.
Okay.
And I kind of have some other ideas.
Okay.
Still about the kiosk thing, but contemporary way.
Okay.
So I don't know if she is open to maybe working with other people, or maybe people bringing in the ideas.
Let me answer his question very quickly because of time. Yes, we are. Actually, we are in partnership with Unilag and more universities. We want, look, this is an inclusive business. For the energy problem in Nigeria, for the power problem in Nigeria, I think it's all our problems. I think we should all roll our sleeves and jump right in and come up with ways that we can solve the problem. So it's not just Smarter Grid or myself. It's you and I and everybody else. So jump in, okay?
Yes, we need everybody on board for this, because it's a revolution. We have to change Nigeria one household at a time. So I think we're out of time. Thank you very much, Heather. I think we're going to have to bring you on again later, so that there's so many other calls that people want to call in. We'll have to bring you on another time. But thank you so much for bringing your company to the airwaves. Maybe any final words? What are we going to see in the next 2-3 years?
So in the next 2-3 years, everything is going to be renewable. So in the next 2-3 years, there's going to be an energy transition, mm-hmm. whereby we are going to incorporate renewable energy in everything that we see. I'm talking about energy storage and energy efficiency devices. Mm-hmm. So I believe that this is a call to action. Mm-hmm. Like I said, and I'm saying it again, it's everybody's call.
Yeah.
So we all need to jump in. Don't leave this for the government, because they will not do it. The solution has to come from you and I. It has to come from everybody. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Heather Ono. Thank you so much for what you're doing in this space. It's good to have you as one of us. It's good to have you on board. And for the listeners out there, even though, you know, the national grid, I think, is now at 2,000 megawatts this week, there's hope on the horizon, and companies like Smarter Grid International are there to provide you the products and services that you need so that you can power yourself and change your lives. Thank you, Lagos, and have a great week.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info. Information.